KNW iRadio 76 proudly presents the 515 Show with your host, John Sarver. Who's at the 515 door today?
You know, we've been looking forward to talking to this gentleman for a long time, only because we love them Stockers, as you well know, that we are big, big fans. Not necessarily of the Smoke and Noise group, which is okay too, but man, oh man, give me something that looks like a car and we're thrilled. And you know what they do? They do that at the Fast Racing Series, which means factory appearing stock tire. How about that? Donnie Brass, how are you?
Fantastic. How you doing?
Dandy on today. All right. So now with everything going on in drag racing, oh my God, so good to talk to you, somebody that's not running a track, but you are running the Fast Series. Talk to us about that.
Well, Fast has been around for over 20 years. It is dedicated to muscle cars that look like 100-point show cars. The level of restoration that a lot of our racers put their cars through is just incredible. They'd show up in any show field and take home a trophy. But they run like stink. Fast is Fast Factory Appearing Stock Tire. We have two divisions. First is Fast, which is the Unlimited. So the car's got to look stock, 100% stock, right down to the tires that came on it. So you're running a F70-15, a G60-15, whatever the car was came wow. with. And from all appearances, the car needs to look stock. So, you know, trim rings, hubcaps, full interiors, open hood, everything's there. Everything works for the most part. But unlimited modifications within the engine and transmission, any gear ratio. So your big block Mopars, your big block Chevys are limited to 560 cubic inches. Big block Fords can go over 600 because you could actually do that with a factory block. And other than that, port, stroke, polish, cam, just have it go, and the cars do.
That's amazing because you can't have, say, in Fast, a 67 Barracuda and put a Hellcat motor in, right?
No, it's got to be vintage iron. So, again, the ZL1 Camaro is running an aluminum block, but that's the only car that gets one of those. If the car originally didn't come with an aluminum head, you can't run those as well. It's got to be using factory castings or a casting approved by the Fast Board of Directors.
Wow. Has there any been a time when somebody came in and said, look, I want an aluminum block in my 67 Barracuda, which never ever had aluminum block?
The question's been asked, and the answer is always the same, no. And it's why we've got over 20 years of harmony within the ranks. Everybody picks the combination based on either a personal preference or to try to get to the top of the food chain.
I was going to say, does it behoove you then to run a 289 Mustang, knowing that somewhere out there there's a Hemi GTX just lurking around the corner?
Well, you know what? Actually, with our format, you bring out whatever you have, and you have a really good time. Yeah, the focus, of course, is always on the fastest cars, but we've got cars that run 13s, we've got cars that run 14s. Guys come out, you know, race after race, year after year, and just have a great time. The format of the racing is you qualify, and your best time over a day and a half of racing is your qualifying time. If you make the quick eight, you get it put into a ladder. Otherwise, you get a 2 out of 3 shootout against the next closest team, or the next closest car. So you really do get a 2 out of 3 shootout that you have an ability to win, no matter what the performance level of your car.
How many places, Donnie, does Fast race? How many different tracks?
Well, that's...
In a good year?
Well, you know, even last year we did 7 tracks. So,
wow.
About 6 years ago, we hooked up with the NMCA, and they've really brought us the keys to some phenomenal tracks. But our home track is US 131 Motorsports Park. We'll be out there mid-May for our Fast Spring Nationals. We got to Lebanon Valley as a guest of the Hemmings Muscle Machines, Hemmingpalooza. This year, we added Cecil County back to the schedule. We'd made an annual stop there, but for some reason we had stopped. So we'll be out there in June. And then with the NMCA, we'll be at, back at 130, US 131. We'll be at Summit Motorsports Park, and we'll be at the Lucas Oil Raceway.
Wow.
And then we end up with our record setter race for the most part, which is a two-day event out at MIR.
Wow. You know, Donnie, who picks these tracks? I mean, are they centrally located for you guys, or?
Well, you know, there's a lot of interest. I probably got a list of about five more tracks that are all world-class that would love to have us out. We get contacted by guys down in Florida who like to kind of start a fast south. We got a guy who wants to do something out west. And, you know, for our core group, the East Coast and the Midwest seems to be the place to be. So that's where we kind of concentrate on where we go.
Yeah, because that would be a heck of a trip. I mean, where's basically most of your racers located, state-wise?
You know, again, there's two big clusters. One is on the East Coast, Connecticut, Eastern New York, and points that way. And then the other core of us are Michigan, Indiana, Ohio.
And so you have the two divisions for them, or do you get one big happy family?
We're one big happy family. We put miles on the Duramaxes, that's for sure. trying to explain to my wife that I want to go to New Lebanon, New York, for a race, and then find somewhere to go on the East Coast for the rest of the week, and then stay and race in Cecil County before coming home.
You know, you brought up New Lebanon. What's your favorite track to run on?
You know,
besides 131.
I was going to say, I'm very fond of 131, but you know what? You can't beat going to Indy. I mean, if you race a car at all, to go under the arch and be there where, you know, the sport really, really took hold of everybody's hearts in the 50s and 60s, that's a very special place.
And you like that because of the, I mean, if your car, I mean, there's the vibe, but your car runs best on Indy?
Well, you know what? Again, with our schedule and with our partnership with the NMCA, we are blessed with some of the best track prep out there, which is really what helps explain the phenomenal performance that the cars have. Personally, I've got a 66 Corvette, a little 327, 350 horse. It's built to our factory stock rules, which means it's 60 over, and so it's not a mega cube motor. And I consistently 60 in the 17s just because of the track prep that we're given.
You know, because we're talking about the track prep too, because Daniel just sent us a note. How do you track prep for like an E7815?
Well, you wouldn't have to run an E. The rule is you can upgrade to an F series tire. So the smallest tire most guys are going to run is an F7014, F7015. Like my car would have come with a 775-15. So you get a little bit more, but still, you know, the slip cars that go before us put rubber down, and then we got there and we tear it up a little bit. So we're using the glue, we're using the rubber that's on the track. The top cars and fast are pulling low 1.5, 60-foot times very consistently.
For almost stock cars. You know, I mean, not stock engine and stock gears, but everything else. I mean, you don't have some crazy half car, you know.
This is a car on a steel wheel with a 6.5-inch wide tire.
You know, Donnie, what do you have to do for safety for your cars? Because they don't come with roll cages.
Well, we allow safety equipment. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we want the cars to look stock, and most of them do, but if you're exceeding the limits that the NHRA or the HRA says you have to have safety equipment, we strongly encourage you. So the quicker cars will have roll bars, roll cages. You know, it's up to the owner to follow and the tracks to enforce the safety rules. As a governing body, we don't.
I was going to say, who techs your cars?
The tracks will tech them for safety. We'll tech them for compliance with our rules.
And when you see somebody that may have put a bigger holly than came stock, you know, does somebody have to come out with like a broadcast sheet and say, no, you could get this on there? Or
We're a pretty knowledgeable group of guys at this point, so we'll know. You can, you know, as far as you can take a 780 holly and you can make it much bigger as long as you start out with the correct components. So, you know, the CFM that actually goes to the carburetor is usually going to be a little bit more than the factory delivered. But as long as it appears stock, and that's the catchphrase of the whole thing, it's got to appear stock to a knowledgeable person walking up and saying, yep, that's an L88 Corvette, and it came with those heads and it came with that block and everything else, then the car passes tech. It gets a little bit more complicated than that. But,
sure, yeah.
Again, it's, you know, it kind of came off of, you know, guys wanting to push the rules at, in a factory stock conformity, and they said, you know what, we're just going to go out on our own, and we're going to have a much wide, you know, much more open rule book, and we're going to see exactly what you can do with a factory pairing car.
I mean, basically, Donnie, that's your rule book, isn't it? I mean, as long as it looks factory stock, you know, no incredible changes, no snorkel scoops, no this, no that. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically your rule, isn't it?
That is, and you know, you look at the fastest cars. Our current ET champion is Terry Pennington. He's got his 69 L88 Corvette. It has run 977 with a 5 at 139 miles an hour. Second place is another car you could probably guess. It'd be Dave Dudick with a 71 Hemi Cuda that ran 977 with a 6 at 144 miles an hour. So, you know, the top of the food chain is the top of the food chain, but we'll have 80 or more cars out at US 131, again, with all levels of performance and the two classes. So, I mean, even the factory stock cars, which are limited to a 70 over stock camshaft and everything else, they're very capable of low 11s.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So we're looking at the emails coming off the CKIWI Radio 76 hotline. Barry from, evidently this looks like Burton, Michigan, one of these days we'll have interns that can write without a crayon, is asking, and I'll paraphrase, do the cars in Fast, do they have to be number matching cars?
No, we for obvious reasons, we allow clones. Everything's got to be period correct. So, you know, it's got to have the correct air cleaner. It's got to have correct valve covers. It's got to be something that was offered from the factory with one important deviation, which is if you have a combination like a LT1 Corvette and you want to run an automatic transmission, you can deviate from that. That's part of our rule book. But the car's got to look correct for the year, model, and horsepower claimed.
Right, so that just answers the secondary question, and to paraphrase, if the car never had a hood, if it didn't have a hood scoop, could you put one on as long as it came in that generation year? I know what they're saying. If there was no hood scoop, say, for 67 Barracudas, but they were for 69, so could you put that hood scoop on a 67?
No, you could not. Again, it's got to appear. It's got to appear as a factory package.
That for that year, for that specific year.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Right. So if I'm to say I've got a 66 Chevy Super Sport Chevelle, it better have the Chevelle. It better have the right hood on it. It better have the right trim levels, the right badging, and again, open the hood, and it needs to look like it came from the factory.
Yeah. I mean, bottom line, guys, you can't have a 65 Mustang with a 460 in it. You know, even though the outside looks fine, you know, you open up that hood, you go, that's unusual.
Yep. Yeah, I think we would frown upon that one.
Donnie, do people try to pull a fast one sometimes? Did they at one time? Because they got to know by now, you're not going to get away with anything.
Yeah, you know, and again, as it's matured, it's gotten a little bit easier to police. But yes, we've had guys show up with aluminum heads, had a guy show up with an aluminum front end on a car that put his arm around him and say, "Yeah, that was a heck of a try, but no, that's got to go back to steel."
I mean, that must have been a fun conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, did he try to go around the thing? Well, yes, indeed. You know, because again, as we talk Chryslers, yeah. I mean, could you get like the A100 package where, yeah, the factory made about 40 of these, and they had aluminum fenders and the seat from the van and et cetera, et cetera.
Well, yeah, we borrowed heavily from the pure stock drags when we first did the rules, and one of the rules is no factory lightweight racers, so that kind of took those out, the Hemi Barracuda and Hemi Darts aren't allowed. Swiss cheese Pontiacs wouldn't be allowed. That's always good for some bench racing. But, you can't run something that was a factory race car. And if you have a particular car you want to run, you just send an email to info@fastdrags.com and the board of directors will consider it and let you know if you can run it or if you can't.
Clifford from Dupolius, Arkansas, AK. Paraphrasingly, is there a... Oh, okay. Is there a fit and finish rule? Is that what... So I guess what they're saying is, does the paint have to match that year? Does the paint have to be, like, shiny? Can you have... Kind of like one of those, you know, do they have to be like a 100-point body?
Yeah. They need to be presentable. We don't want cars with big rust holes because that's cheating. That's lightening the car. But again, most of the guys have a lot of pride in their car, and we don't really have to police it. We've got a couple cars that are well into the Pantina stage, and they're allowed to run because they're original. You know, so you know they don't have to be 100-point show cars, but like I say, a lot of them are.
The spectrum, and here's a good question too. Thank you, Daniel. The spectrum of cars you have. I know you said you had the Hemi Barracuda on the other side of the club. I mean, does somebody have a Vega?
Well, no, Vegas wouldn't be permitted. It's got to be the rule is you got to have. From the factory V8 dual exhaust and a performance image.
Okay, no six cylinders, no V6s.
No V6s, unless it's a special car that's got a high performance image. Again, if you read the rules and if you got something that's a little bit outside of the rules, but we got a 85-year-old gentleman who runs a supercharged 64 Studebaker Lark.
Wow.
And that car goes out the back door 113 miles an hour.
Wow!
So...
Okay, so you bend the rule just a titch?
Nope, that came factory that way.
Wow! Yeah that's true, too. And was he just... Did he buy the car new?
Well, actually, he's a 7-time NHRA class champion.
Who is this guy?
And his name's Ted Harbin, a very, very good friend of mine, and... he's been racing with us the whole time, and he pulls up on a 62 Studebaker rollback truck, drops his 64 Lark, and bangs the gears and goes home.
At 85.
At 85.
So this goes to show you, folks, you know, anybody can come to the Fast Racing Series.
Absolutely. The Martin race is by far our most heavily attended for us because we're not sharing track time. It's a 2-day rental, and it's a great place to learn the sport. We actually do 4 classes at Martin. We do fast factory stock, but we also have a modern muscle class, which we're pretty liberal on. Any performance vehicle, including some imports, are welcome to come out and learn. And it's 2 days of pretty much unlimited track time. You can learn how tree works. You can talk to racers who have similar cars to yours if you bring an old car out, or you can just come out, get exposed to what we do, bring a modern car out, run it down the track, and have a good time. And the whole point of it is to try to get you familiar with being on the track and try to get you hooked into bringing an old car out.
That's the next question. Boy, clairvoyant, Donnie, you are. Because, and again, I'm not even going to attempt the name, because the question is, somebody, I guess what they're saying is, they have a car, they think this is for them. What do they have to do to just start the process of saying, Donnie, I want to join your group, what do I do?
Well, we're wide open. So, you know, the best way to get a hold of us and ask questions is on Facebook at the Fast Racing Series, all one word. Or you can send an email again to info@fastdrags.com. You'll find it. It's a very open tent. If you've got a Firebird you're trying to make better, we're going to get you in touch with somebody who's been running a Firebird for a while. Same thing with a Corvette. Same thing with a Hemi car. All of our racers are just willing to share whatever. You come out to one of our events, you spend some time in the pits, you can pick our brains. If you bring a new car out and you're struggling with it a little bit, you can ask for some pointers. Until you get real fast, you're going to get straight answers.
Now, these cars have to go through, obviously, the tech and inspection and stuff. And, yeah, I understand that, David. But you run through factory manifolds, don't you?
Yes. My 327 breathes through a 2-inch exhaust manifold. And because I'm in the factory stock class, I'm not allowed to do any port neck polishing. Now, the fast guys, they do extrude hoding. They do moving the ports around a little bit. They look for power, but, you know, the intake, the heads, and the exhaust manifold are really the limiting factors on all of these cars. And you can only go to a 2.5-inch exhaust, no matter what the combination is.
So it's not going to kill your budget to race in the Fast Racing Series.
No, if you've got a car, you've got a race eligible car. You come out, and like I said, if you're running 14s, you'll get some LP in the 13s, and from there, you know, it really just depends on how sick an individual you are.
I mean,
you know, I've got a bad reputation for having my car apart every year and missing the first race with it, just because I'm constantly trying to make improvements. And so this year, no exception. It's 3 weeks and a few days to race day, and I've got two Corvettes all torn apart in my garage.
Two.
Now my son just bought a 70 Corvette. We're cloning into a LT1.
Wow.
And that also run in the fast or in the fast pre-stock division.
Wow!
And he's going to kick the old man's butt.
Yeah, where is he living?
He's got his own house here in St. Clair Shores.
Oh, okay, so then
St.
he does.
I live. So he's not that far away. He's, you know, I keep having to watch him when he's in the garage, make sure he's not taking the good boxes home with him.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if he lived with you, where would he be living if he kicked the old man's butt?
Oh, I'm looking forward to that day. It's coming.
Is it? Would
oh,
you,
yeah.
If you lined up next to him, would you turn it up a little bit?
Well, I only have one setting, and that's 11. So, my car, it's a small block stick shift. It's pretty consistent, but it has a tendency to be consistent at different performance points, but he's going to have all the same issues with the LT1. It's the same suspension. It's going to be the same recipe, but he's going to have more cubes, more carb, more intake.
Yeah.
And a little slicker body. So if he doesn't have me by a couple tens, he's doing it wrong.
Yeah, but I mean, you're right, but you get how much of a lead on him? I mean, how much do you get to leave the tree? A little bit, I would assume.
Oh, no, slow down. This is all heads up. There are no brackets. There
really?
Are no brake pedals. There is nothing. You are going out the back door with your foot on the floor every single pass.
And warm our hearts, Donnie. And how many feet do you go down the track?
It's a quarter mile.
Ha, 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 ba, ba, ba. That's why we put you in the head of the class there, Donnie. We love. Not only do we love the third pedal, but we love anything that says 1320 to it. You know,
yeah.
That's racing. See, and that's what is intriguing about fast, I think. Because it's, you know, if you folks are the ones who are looking at Woodward, you know, And if you remember these cars, this is what they look like. This is, I assume, this is what they sounded like, you know? I mean, from the factory, and you guys don't have, and another question comes in, you can't change front-end suspension or shock absorbers anywhere, right? Just gear in the pig?
Well, in Fast, there's a lot of technology that goes into suspension. With factory stock, it's we had a guy who ran Nitrous Pro Street for a long time, and he said he had to unlearn everything that he knew about a fast race car because we're leaving soft and charging hard. You want all your suspension points to be really loose. You want the front end to have a lot of travel. You're trying to, you worn shocks, worn bushings, worn springs. You don't want to do a chassis restoration on these cars.
Yeah, and our listeners know why. That's amazing. I mean, it sounds like the factory is the ones that we would be watching the hardest because that sounds like a lot of fun. You know?
Oh, there's not a bad pair of cars on the track. I mean, like I say, you get all the attention on the quickest cars and deliberately so. But I mean, door handle looks the same at 10 seconds as it does at 14, and it's just as exciting.
Yeah, because that's what we're looking at too. Should I feel excluded if I have a Bel Air Station Wagon 350? Would he still be able to run?
Well, we don't
What are you talking?
We don't allow wagons. We don't allow four doors. But if it was a two door, he'd be more than welcome. We got a gentleman who's races a 327 Bel Air now.
Yeah, see, that's what I was thinking about. What they were trying to say. I think what they were trying to say is, look, my car may not be, it may be a 318 four barrel Roadrunner from '78, which were the absolute, doggy sloggy, so they're not going to keep up with the Corvettes, yeah. So would they be intimidated to run if it's heads up? I mean, how do you pair these guys?
Well, again, it's two quick eights, one in each division. Everything else is best two out of three. So we take the ninth fastest and the 10th fastest, and we run them. 11 and 12, we run them. 13, 14, we run them. So you're only going to, unless there's a big gap, you're only going to be either 2/10 quicker or 2/10 slower than the car you're racing. And on these tires, that means that all bets are off.
Yeah, yeah, to say the least, because we're not seeing too many drag radials here, are we?
You are seeing none.
That's interesting. This whole thing is fascinating to me because this is everything that you want to hear from, the sportsmen's or the stocks or the whatever, to actually follow these kind of rules because you'll see stock classes with nitrous. No, it's not stock.
Nitrous is a ban for life.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Donnie, is there anywhere where they can see you on YouTube or see pictures of your cars or something? Obviously on Facebook, but is there somewhere on YouTube? Is there somewhere they could see? It's like, now I get it. Okay, cool.
I tell you, there's most of our media is on Facebook just because you can post it live from the track, so that's kind of where it lives. But there is a ton of it. And there's promotional videos that I've started doing this year that give you a close look at the cars at the starting lines and an idea of what you'll see if you come out and take in the show.
All right, so I'm love to hear about this thing. I'm just Mr. Fan who comes in, sounds interesting. If I go into the pits, can we talk to racers? Are you guys sequestered away? How does that work?
No, pits are wide open. You can come in. Somebody will probably offer you a chair and a burger. it's that friendly a group.
Wow.
Once you start getting to the top of the food chart, they're a little bit more secretive about what they're doing. But
yeah.
You want to see under the hood of Dave Dudek's Hemi Cuda, he's going to show it to you, and you're going to be like, hey, doesn't he look like you're trying to go fast? And he's like, that's what it's supposed to do. But
yeah, watch me, kid.
Now now watch me go 144.
In the quarter.
Yep.
I mean, yay you for the quarter. All right. Sponsors. Donnie, who sponsors you guys?
Well, we picked up a sponsor this year, Horsepower Depot. They're a dyno shop in Mishawaka, Indiana. They have a hub dyno, which is just it'll hold cars up to 6,000 horsepower, and it'll give you so much data, and that's why some of the cars are really looking to pick up this year, is because you can simulate a quarter mile run on the hub dyno.
Wow.
And that's hpdepot.com to get all those fine folks. And then we also have Rusted Tire, who is a purveyor of, believe it or not, bias ply tires. He represents both Coker and Kelsey, and yeah, sponsors a contest every year where you can win two reproduction tires for having the best reaction time.
All right, so when you say reproduction, are we talking raised white letter or red wall or what?
Yes.
Wow.
Or if you're an old guy like me, I got white walls on my Corvette.
Wow. Yeah, that's right. Especially 63?
66.
So, Alan, you can sit down with your split window question. There you go. Sit down. Because he gets all excited. Split window Corvette, split window Corvette. Okay. But not your year.
Yeah, not my year.
How does that car drive in the drag strip? You know, it's supposed to be a great handling car, and drag racing-wise, how does that go for you?
You know, the Corvettes have got a lot of advantages. The independent rear suspension, once you get it tuned, it works extremely well. Having the driver sitting just about on top of the differential helps well. There's a lot of setback on the car. So, you know, again, I've got a lot of science into my car, and it's one of the best 60-footing cars in the factory stock class with only 327 cubic inches.
Yeah, but still, you know, and again, there's, as they come off the CKIWI Radio 76 hotline roll, thank you for sending in your questions for Donnie Brass of the Fast Racing Series. Why a Corvette? Why wouldn't you just use that as like a show car and then pick up some kind of 70 Chevelle?
Well, you know, my dad bought the car in 68. It's been in my family my whole life. I got the racing bug at about 2000. Put the numbers matching drivetrain on the shelf and cloned it out to an L79. I don't do anything the easy way. I mean, a big block car, you know, something with a lot more grunt would be faster. But, you know, I went through MGs and Triumphs as a kid, and always had the Corvette. I've got a 02 Z06 that I built a motor for, and they're like, well, I'll boost it. I'm like, I'm going naturally aspirated, and that car runs low 11s with high 10 potential. I like a small motor. I like the naturally aspirated. I like the challenge, and to be honest with you, there's nothing better than a tasty big block for dinner.
Yeah. I mean, over here at CK in the Chevrolet land, we love the 350, but we have a couple of friends here who would absolutely swear upside down and backward with the 375 327. It's perhaps one of the biggest hunting guns you can find, you know.
Yeah, well, Grumpy Jenkins definitely did some damage with his.
Yeah. I mean, because you got a rev like no tomorrow, right? I mean, that thing's got just rev and breathe, like, let's go.
Yeah, it'll pull hard to about 6,500. And, you know, I run a wide box with a 4.56 gear, so I'm turning 62,
wow,
63 at the finish line. But to be honest with you, the 350 is a better motor, and like I said, my kid's going to prove that in a few weeks.
Right, Donnie, did you ever get close to the wall?
No, you know, It's simply amazing. I've been doing this for a couple of decades and everything else. I think there's been maybe three times when somebody's had an incident and they haven't been very bad. because, and it was mostly from dropping water on the back tires. Mm. You know, these cars run a full-size front tire as well as a full-size rear tire. So you're not getting that great front runner digging in and trying to throw the body over. You're just driving. I mean, you know, when I'm recruiting guys who are doing burnouts on Woodward, it's like, well, I'll never race this car. I'm like, dude, you just did. if you've ever taken a car up to 100 miles an hour, you might as well do it someplace safe.
Yeah.
Come on out, strap on a helmet, and do it safe, and learn how to extract a little more performance out of your car.
Great question. When they come up and they show you in your class, you have to have what, at least a helmet? Do you have to have a jacket?
You know, it depends on the track and the safety regulations as they're reviewing it. You absolutely have to have a helmet. The helmet should be a Snell 2010 at least. I think the 2010s might have just expired. So it depends on the track. Summit looks at us real hard. Lebanon Valley looks at us real hard. You know, the NMCA classes, they're, if you've got a roll bar, they're going to look at it. If you've got a harness, they're going to look to make sure that it's not expired. Because my car is a convertible hardtop, someone asked me to wear a jacket, but for the most part, wear pants, please.
Yeah, real helpful. You know, Donnie, what is the hardest thing to keep going on a Corvette when you're racing it like this? I mean, because Corvette parts are not necessarily inexpensive.
Well, you know, I mean, once you have the car, I mean, that's the hardest part, no matter what car it is. You know, other than that, you know, just small block Chevy, go down to Walmart, get a rebuild kit. throw a clutch in it every couple of years and let it sing.
Amazing, because you would think that the fiberglass and everything else would be a little bit more maintenance, perhaps, than a steel body card. I mean, especially a 66.
No. Now you just wash it, wax it, brace it, get all the rubber off the quarter panels, and do it again.
Or leave the rubber on the quarter panels and scare the pants off of everybody else. So,
I had a great experience.
Sure,
we do a car show every year. It's Muscle Car and Corvette Nationals out in Chicago. Probably the greatest muscle car show on the planet. And they actually the director put my 66 in the lobby.
Wow.
Of this show.
Wow.
Where they're awarding the triple diamond, which is your Bloomington Gold plus your Top Flight. So the best of the best of the best Corvettes in the world. And there's my car sitting in the lobby with a quarter inch of rubber on the quarter panels. And these Corvette people who are, you know, a little bit more of the typical Corvette owner.
Yes.
Like, well, what's so special about that car? Well, he races it. Oh, when did you restore it? No, he raced it a week or a couple weeks ago.
Oh, where at, Calcons? No,
yeah.
On the drag strip. See, that's what I'm saying, Donnie. I mean, I would assume that most people, the 66, would just like to put the wax on it, look at it, and I'm putting it back on the trailer. Thank you very much. Hats off to you to actually do it like what it was intended to be. Let's go.
Yeah.
You know?
And that is the essence of fast. It really is. It's like these cars are not museum pieces, even if they look like it. They look awesome and they run. And it's just amazing that, you know, I consider myself to be very lucky to be associated with this, and just the amazing cars that I've seen and the amazing people that I've met and the camaraderie and, you know, it's just growing every year. We're new cars are coming out, new guys are coming out, and really enjoying themselves and adding to the hobby.
Well, it's just like Eddie here, who has a California special. It's like you leave it in the garage. He goes, no, it's meant to be raced. That's what it was built for, and that's evidently the mentality that you got, Donnie. God bless.
So, Eddie, what car number do you want this year? How many races are you going to make?
And he's putting up a couple of fingers.
Well,
three?
A couple's good.
Three.
One Eddie, and we got problems.
No, not that finger. No, it's his California special is his baby. You know, and it's time to, and we've been trying to get him out on this thing. It's a time to go. I mean, it's special, hence the term, but it really, it's unusual, and I think it's fun to look at. I mean, not like the 85-year-old gentleman's car. I mean, you can't help but be the crowd favorite, you know?
Oh, yeah, Ted's got quite the following. The Studebaker guys are extremely loyal and extremely vocal. And my career goal in all of this is to never race and or lose to Ted.
Does he remind you?
He doesn't, but his fan club sure does.
A Studebaker beating a vet, is that what the headline would be?
Well, he's going back a few years, but he took down a real Yenko 427 Camaro.
What?
That poor guy didn't hear the end of it for a long time.
Don't sleep next to Ted. You know, make sure they. I mean, you do full tree, obviously, in all your classes.
Yep, it's a 500 pro tree. So
okay,
it's all the yellows at once and then go. And we got some guys who are sharp on the tree. As I was saying, rusted tires gives away reaction time, and I think last year you needed an 0013. To claim the tires, and the year before that, it was an 0021.
Wow. Okay.
So,
well, Donnie, where can folks get a hold of you if they're saying, you know what, this is a year that I join fast?
All right. Well, yeah, I'm really hoping to see you guys out at the first race of the year, which again is Thursday, May 13th, Friday, May 14th, out at US 131. I told you I'd comp your spectator passes.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope you guys can come out and join us. But again, go out to Facebook, Fast Racing Series is the keyword. Looks up there, or if you can't find us there, info@fastdrags.com. We'll answer all your questions and figure out how we can get you involved. Our full schedule is up on the website and up on the Facebook page. We have seven events throughout the Midwest and the Eastern Seaboard, and we're going to put on a heck of a show, and we hope you can come out live and see it.
I'm telling you, this sounds like a boatload of fun. Let us talk to Susan and see what our calendar is. It is Donnie Brass from the Fast Racing Series, and that stands for Factory Appearance Stock Tire. Oh, kiddies. This sounds like fun. I mean, real fun. For all the people that were talking about stock cars and this and that and the other thing, this sounds like the genuine deal and on stock tires. How can you miss? Test them out, okay? Go to their Facebook page, look at their stuff, take a look at the videos. I think you're going to be impressed. And you're also going to be impressed with the Doobie Brothers here on CKWI Radio 76, rocking down the highway from your home of high-performance hits of the 60s and 70s, CKIW. Hi, Radio 76.